comes with us in the studio, who joins us at around this time of year, every year, to encourage people to stop smoking as their New Year's resolution. Hi, Carol, how are you?
Hi, Anne, I'm fine, thank you.
So you run stopsmokinginspain.com, and it's all to do with bioresonance therapy, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
Before we get on to that, let's just talk about the smoking ban. I mean, do you think it's going to make a difference? Have you seen
Definitely.
An increase this year?
Yeah, I've had more phone calls already just from people with New Year's resolutions and the smoking ban coming in at the same time. They're more determined to give it a go because obviously they can't smoke in bars, restaurants, clubs.
Yeah.
So it's much harder and more antisocial now.
I mean, you were saying when the smoking ban kicked in England, it was in July, so people weren't so fussed about smoking outside. But obviously being here now in the winter,
that's
it's
right, particularly
a bit
with
chilly.
The rain.
Yes.
The rain. By summer, they should have got used to it, but
yeah.
I think it's been a bit tricky for the first few months of the year.
So you were a smoker, weren't you?
Yep, 30 a day for 30 years.
Okay. And why and when did you decide you wanted to stop, first of all?
I was coughing and having chest pains, got to about 40 and decided to try and stop. Took me 5 years to stop, trying very, very different ways, hypnosis, patches, gums. And I just was watching Richard and Judy one afternoon, saw this therapy on the television. There was a journalist from The Telegraph that had the treatment. I phoned the clinic in London, flew back to London, had the treatment, and that was it. And
wow.
That was 5.5 years ago. So that's how I got involved in it. I thought, well, if I can do it, anyone can do it.
So you thought immediately about bringing it to Spain and helping other people?
That's right, yes. Absolutely.
So bioresonance therapy, what is it? How does it work?
It works by using electromagnetic energy to cancel the addiction over the body. The person comes along, they smoke a cigarette, the ash and the cigarette and their saliva go into a beaker, which is connected to a special computer. The computer reads the addiction as a frequency, a negative frequency, gives the body back a positive frequency to invert or cancel the addiction over the body. You don't get the cravings or the withdrawal symptoms that you normally get when you try and stop.
It sounds bizarre, doesn't it? I mean, you must get people going, what do you mean? I mean, you explained it pretty well, but it still doesn't make much sense, does it? I mean, it sounds quite odd.
I've been doing it 5.5 years and it still doesn't make sense to me, but I see the results. It's weird and wacky, but it does work. It cancels the addiction. It changes the frequency of the nicotine. The nicotine has a negative charge over the body. The computer will read the negative charge, give the body back a positive charge to cancel it.
So should people therefore only need one treatment? I mean, do you get people coming back to have a further treatment?
Yeah, most people stop after one treatment, about 70%. I phone everybody after a week. If they haven't stopped, they have a second treatment free of charge, and that normally brings up to about 90% of people stop after two treatments.
Mm-hmm. And how long does the treatment last?
It takes about an hour. It's non-invasive, safe and harmless. You just sit there. You hold two golden balls, which are connected to a computer.
A la David Beckham.
Yeah. And you have a headband on, and it's not using electricity. It's running on a battery, the machine, so
it doesn't touch.
It's non-invasive and harmless.
And is there any preparation you need to do body-wise beforehand?
Yes. The body goes through a big detox after this treatment. It stimulates the organs to get rid of all the toxins. And so for 2 days beforehand and for 2 days after, you can't have any caffeine or alcohol, and you must drink plenty of water. The caffeine and the alcohol can actually cancel the treatment because they carry a negative charge, which could cancel the positive that's going in.
Okay.
Because the body's going through a detox, you avoid the caffeine and the alcohol, and you feel fantastic after 2 days. You haven't had any cigarettes, alcohol or caffeine.
Amazing. So what's some of the feedback that you've got from some of your clients? Because I had a look on your website and the testimonials speak for themselves, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, most people can't believe it. Some people have thought I've hypnotised them when I phone them after a week to say how they're getting on. There was one lady smoked 50 a day, one treatment just stopped just like that. Recommendations is a great thing. You know, people see their friends giving up. And they think, well, if they can do it, then I can do it.
Mm.
So it's been great feedback.
And are you looking at expanding, do you think? Because you're doing this full-time now, aren't you?
Yeah. And every month or every other month, I know, go back to the UK to run a clinic back there because it's spreading. There's not many people doing bioresonance therapy in Spain, so the demand is great. I've been up to Seville and run clinics. I've been to Costa Blanca and run clinics. So it's good, yes.
And can it help with other things other than smoking?
Yes, it was developed originally about 30 years ago in Germany to treat allergies, allergies and hay fevers, it removes from the body. I actually went to Germany on a seminar a couple of years ago to learn about all the other things that bioresonance can do. There were doctors there that have actually treated tumours with it. I wouldn't have a clue what to do about that. I'm not medically trained, but that's how powerful bioresonance therapy is. But I treat now, I can remove allergies from the body, hay fever, fantastic for pain, hot flushes, brilliant.
Really? Mm. So you've had people come to you that have had hay fever for years and they've done, yep, this and now it's gone?
My partner in particular really suffered. One treatment, we didn't know what he was allergic to. So in the beaker, we collected everything around us, all the pollens, we hung some sellotape outside, put it in the beaker, ran the programme, and whilst he was on the machine, you could see the hay fever lift out of his body. It was amazing.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And what about other addictions, like food or alcohol or that
it
kind of
thing? It can treat, yeah, drug addiction and alcohol addiction. I've only tended to stick with the nicotine addiction because it's legal and it's safe, and I think when you're going into the realms of the drug addiction and the alcohol addiction, you probably need some sort of counselling to go alongside it. Having said that, it does treat the addictions, but I haven't treated people with drug addictions and alcohol addictions because I think it needs to be more controlled rather than
just... Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. It's a bit more serious, isn't it? There's other implications that can go with it, as
exactly,
you said.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. And what about food, then? What about people who eat too much chocolate, that kind of thing?
Well, I haven't actually treated anyone for that, but I did have a smoker that was addicted to chocolate. Mm. And when I phoned her after a week, she was eating 4 or 5, 6 bars a day. She'd rather eat chocolate than have a meal. And she said the strange thing is, since the treatment, because it's given her body such a detox, she hasn't been able to face chocolate.
Wow, so she loves you then, doesn't smoke or eat chocolate.
Or eat chocolate.
Get a Christmas card every year now. That's brilliant, I find it really fascinating. Well, if people want to find out more information about it, they can go on the website, there's some videos there as well, so people can see how it works. It's www.stopsmokinginspain.com. And you can go to people, do you? You go to people's houses,
yeah,
or workplace?
Yeah, I do home
or...
visits. I was working in a clinic in La Cala. That clinic's finished now, so I'm actually doing home visits now. So happy to go and see them in their homes.
Perfect. They can also send you an email, moreinfo@stopsmokinginspain.com. Or should we go out? Do you want to give up your mobile or the landline?
Both numbers.